前书，彼得前书第一章和第二章是讲到基督徒生活的一些的准则。
First Peter chapter 1 that talks about some rules and regulations for Christians.
就讲到了基督徒生活上面把第一章、第二章的教导放进去生活里面，实际的活了出来。
In chapter 3, it says how to apply those rules in our life.
三章的开始就是讲到，是讲到夫妻之间的一些的问题。
At the beginning of chapter 3, it talks about some problems between husbands and wives.
可是今天我们不谈夫妻之间，我直接跳到第八节。
But today we are not talking about the problem between husband and wife. We'll continue to verse 8.
因为我们需要更很长的时间来谈到夫妻之间关系。
Because it takes a long time to talk about the problem between husbands and wives.
我们会在复活节过后，我们来谈谈夫妻之间的关系。
After the Easter, we are going to talk about that issue.
我们把今天时间交在神的手上，我们一起祷告。主啊，让你的话语临到我们当中，让你来帮助我们，使我们有一颗谦卑的心来领受主你的话。奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。过去的信息里面，我们谈过了耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
In the past, in a few messages, we have talked about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we were reborn, and we have the hope of, we have the hope of living hope.
叫我们有活泼的盼望Fred 弟兄已经翻译了。我们有新的生命，我们要过圣洁的生活。
So we have a new life, and we need to live a holy life.
我们也谈过基督徒到底他是谁呢？
We also have talked that who are Christians.
我们是被拣选的族类，我们是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的使命，要叫我们传扬那召我们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that we may declare the praise of Him who called us out of darkness into His wonderful light.
我们得蒙重生，我们从神那里得到了祝福。
When we were reborn, we have received the blessings from God.
就像今天的经文说，因你们是为此蒙恩，好叫你们承受福气。
Just as the verses we just read, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing.
我们得着祝福，让我们我们竟然已经得到的祝福，让我们将我们从神那里得到的祝福去祝福其他的人。
Since we have received the blessing from God, we need to use this blessing to bless others.
在我们的生命当中，我们像一条流通的管子，让祝福从我们这里流了出去。
We are like tubes.So that we need to let the blessings flow out from us to others.
生活在这个世界上，我们不能够过一个孤独的生活。
In this world, we shouldn't live a life lonely by ourselves.
我们要与人接触。
We need to get along with others.
我们就像哥林多前书第四章第九节所说的，因为我们成了一台戏。给世人和天使观看。
Just like chapter 4 verse 9 in First Corinthians, it says, We've been made a spectacle to the whole universe, to angels as well as to men.
每一天我们的一举一动都有人在看我们。
Everybody is looking at us with each of our deeds and each of our action.
每一天都有人在注意我们。
They are paying attention to us.
人与人的接触是很不容易的一件事情。
To get along with others is a very difficult thing.
因为我们要面对好多不同个性、不同背景、不同需要、不同脾气的人。
We have to face people with different personality, background, different necessity, and different nature.
有时候在工作当中，有利害关系产生的时候。
Sometimes.We may have some personal gains or losses in our work.
这种利益是会造成明争暗斗，你争我夺。
Because of this, people may compete or even fight against each other, publicly or privately.
或者有时候我们会被别人伤害。
Sometimes people may make false charge against us.
作为一个基督徒，在这个败坏的世界中，与人接触更加不容易。
As Christians, it is even more difficult to get along with others in this world.
今天早上我们要从彼得前书看到基督徒怎样处事待人。这里有五个要和两个不要。
Today we are going to learn based on the first Peter's.How to get along with others. There are five do's and five don'ts.
我们要一同同意有同意的心。
First, do live in harmony with one another.
我们要彼此体恤。
We need to be compassionate to others.
我们要彼此相爱。
We need to love one another.
我们要满有温柔。
We need to be gentle.
我们要重新谦卑。
We need to be humble.
我们不要以恶报恶。
Do not repay evil with evil.
不要以怒骂还怒骂。
Do not repay insult with insult.
首先我们要看第一个要。
First, let's take a look at the first do.
基督徒与人接触的第一个要是要有同意的心，同意的意思就是基督徒有同意的看法，同样的方向，同样的目标。
The first do is do live in harmony with one another. That means we need to have the same viewpoint of the world, the same going to the same direction, and we need to have the same goal.
我们怎样才能够同心呢？
How can we have the same heart?
彼得前书没有说明，但是我们可以从腓立比书第二章第五节知道。
The first Peter didn't answer the question, but from Philippians chapter 2, we can get some answer.
你们当以基督的心为心。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
我们如果明白神的心，我们做什么事情按照神的旨意行，我们就很容易同心。
If we understand the heart of Christ Jesus, then it would be much easier for us to know what to do.
以弗所书告诉我们，我们因着耶稣基督的救赎恩典，以耶稣基督合而为义。
In Ephesians, it says, because of the salvation of Jesus, we become united with Christ.
我们是教会身体的一部分，耶稣基督就是教会的元首。
We are part of the church body, and Christ is the head of the church.
以弗所书第四章第四节说，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，造乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4 it says,There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
我们有同一的身体。
We have one body.
照你来说，应该有同一的心和同一的灵。
Therefore, we should have one heart and one spirit.
基督徒要合一，就要尊耶稣基督为主。
So if we need to be united, we need to take part of Jesus as the Lord.
不论在教会、家庭中，顺服在耶稣基督的下面。
The matter we are in the church at or at home, we need to obey Christ.
如果一个人都顺服耶稣基督，我们就能够同心。
If we all can obey Jesus Christ, then we can have the same heart.
因为我们不再以自己为中心，而是以耶稣基督为中心。
Because then we will not live as a, put ourselves in the center of life, but put Jesus as the center of our life.
我们要同心，并不表示说我们不可以发表意见。
To get along with others doesn't mean we will not speak our thoughts.
不可以表达我们个人的看法。
Doesn't mean we don't speak our opinions.
同心乃是当同工会决定的事项与我们的看法不一样的时候。
Getting along with each other means when the co-workers have different decisions from ours.
我是心甘情愿地放下我自己的看法。
I am very willing to put down myself's thoughts.
全心全意地支持大部分人所做的决定。
Wholeheartedly support the decision of the majority.
第二个要就是要彼此体恤。
The second do is do be sympathetic.
基督徒与人相处的第二个要这个体恤的原文就是 sympathy.
Be sympathetic in English, well, it says sympathy.
在King James Version 的英文翻译成为 compassion.
In King James Version, it was translated into.Compassion.
要彼此体恤，就是凡事彼此为对方着想。
Be sympathetic means to think for others.
这个是可以解释为与别人有同样的感受。
It can be explained as to have the same feeling as others.
我们与别人痛苦，我们看到别人痛苦，我们跟他一样的痛苦。
To mourn with those who mourn.
与哭泣的人同哭泣
To weep with those who weep
与喜乐的人同喜乐
To rejoice with those who rejoice
与忧伤的人同忧伤
To grieve with those who grieve
罗马书十二章十五节的教导
In Romans chapter 12 verse 15 it says Rejoice with those who rejoice
与喜乐的人同乐与哀哭的人同哭
Mourn with those who mourn
今天我们生活在这个在许多的压力之下。
Today we are living in the world with so much stresses.
以后会影响我们的情绪。
All these stresses can affect our attitude.
有时候我们会说错话。
Sometimes we may see things wrong.
有时候我们会无意间的伤害到别人。
And sometimes we may even hurt others.
无论如何，我们何等需要彼此的体恤。
So, how much do we need the sympathy from each other?
加拉太书六章二节说：“你们个人的重担要互相担当。”
In Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 it says, "Carry each other's burdens."
第三个要是要彼此相爱。
The third do is do love one another.
在和合本圣经里面是翻译成要相爱像弟兄
In the Chinese translation the translation is to love as brothers
这个五个字的希腊文圣经只有一个字
In the Greek version there's only one word
就是在 Philet 的这个字 Philet 的那个字根里面呀引申出来的这个字。
It is based on the same root of word.
原来在新约圣经希伯来圣经里面提到爱有主要的两个字。
In the Hebrew Bible, to talk about
in Greek the Bible.
In the Greek Bible, to talk about the love, there are only two words.
第一个就是 agapao.
The first one is agape.
第二是 phileo. 从那这两个字引申出来的。
Phileo.
一个 agapao 是最高层次的爱。
Agape is the highest love of all.
是人与神之间的爱。
It is the love between human and God.
相爱相弟兄是出自 Phileo 这个字根。
The love as brothers, it is based on the word Phileo.
是指兄弟之间的爱。
It is the love between brothers.
弟兄姐妹之间需要彼此相爱。
So we need to love one another.
这是新约圣经好多地方的教导。
This is a teaching in the New Testament in many places.
它也是神的命令。
It's also the command of God.
彼此相爱是耶稣在钉十字架之前。
To love one another is when Jesus was crucified, before Jesus was crucified.
在道路上给门徒的一个命令。
He gave the disciples a new command.
他说你们若有彼此相爱的心众人就应认出你们是我的门徒了。
He says, if you love one another, people will know you are my disciples.
这个是约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五的记载。
This is recorded in the chapter 13, verse 34 to 35 in the Gospel of John.
相爱是基督徒的标志。
To love one another is the symbol of Christians.
讲到弟兄姐妹的相爱。
We talk about the love among brothers and sisters.
好像很容易。
It sounds very easy.
但是爱是要付代价。
However, to love, need to pay sacrifice.
爱是要牺牲。
Love need a cost.
如果要爱一个很可爱的弟兄或者姐妹。
If we love a very lovable brothers or sister,
对你我对你和我来说，来说是容易的很。
It is very easy for you and me.
如果要去爱一个有个性
，If we try to love a person who has a very strong will,
有脾气。
Very strong personality.
有不讲道理。
May not be reasonable.
或者时常伤害人的人。
And you may get hurt.
实在是很困难的事情。
That will be very difficult.
圣经教导我们要彼此相爱。
The Bible teaches us to love one another.
像弟兄一样，相爱一样。
Just like brothers.
不论对方是可爱的也好，不可爱的也好，我们还是要相爱。
Doesn't matter if the other person deserves the love or not.
第四点要有温柔存怜悯的心。
The fourth do is do be compassionate.
怜悯的原文翻译是 tender-hearted.
The original translation was tender-hearted.
新译本的翻译是要有蛮有温柔。
In the new Chinese translation, it is full of gentleness.
慈怜的意思是敏感别人的需要。
Being compassionate means to be sensitive to others' needs.
在这个充满罪恶的世界里面。
In this world full of sins,
人和人之间是很需要慈怜的心。
We all need a compassionate heart among people.
因为 因为在这个世界上痛苦的人实在太多了。
Because there are so many people who feel painful.
啊，你知道你在旁边啊，是否有心灵痛苦的人吗
？Do you know if there are any people who around you who feel who has a very painful heart？
你知道在坐在你隔壁的人是否有忧伤？心碎看不见前面道路的人吗
Do you know if there are people around you who have a broken heart, who has sorrows, who cannot find their ways to of life?
我们要以怜悯的心去关心他们。
We need to be sympathetic to take care of them.
耶稣基督给我们很好的榜样。
Jesus Christ has set a good example for us.
他看到世人在罪恶中打滚。
He saw people has been struggling in their sins.
困苦流离。
Wandering everywhere.
如同羊没有牧人一样。
Like sheep without a shepherd.
他就动了怜悯的心，拯救医治他们。
Then he became compassionate and try to heal them.
求神帮助我们在教会里面，我们能够敏感弟兄姐妹们的需要。
Let's ask God to help us to be sensitive to others' needs.
有必要的时候，我们可以给他适合的帮助。
If necessary, we need to provide help for others.
如果我们这样做的话，爱就在我们的教会当中施展了出来。
If we do in this way,The love will be manifested among the church.
神的名就得着荣耀。
God's name will be glorified.
腓立比书第二章第四节有这样的话，一句话。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 4.
他说个人不要单顾自己的事。
It says, each of you should look not only to your own interests.
也要顾别人的事。
But also to the interest of others.
这教导就是要你施展你的爱给别人。
This means we need to show our love to others.
不是叫你多管闲事。
Not tell us to gossip of others.
第五个要是要存心谦卑。
The fifth do is do be humble.
谦卑的功课在新旧约圣经里面都有教导。
To be humble has been taught in both the New Testament and Old Testament.
耶稣基督本身为我们立下的榜样。
Jesus Christ has set a good example to be humble.
他谦卑地成为人的样式来到这个世界上。
He was humble and come to this world.
在腓立比书第二章第六到八节说。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8, it says,
他说他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。竟有人的样式，就自己谦卑，重新顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Who, being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
我们如何解释谦卑呢?
How do we explain humility?
腓立比书第二章第三节的解释是最好的解释。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 3 gives us goodexplanation.
他说只要存心谦卑看人比别人比看人个人看别人比自己强。
It says, but in humility consider others better than yourself.
谦卑在于我们的眼目来说是我们怎样看我们自己。
Humility means how do we look at us?
我们也怎样看别人
？How do we look at others？
罗马书十二章三节的教导说：“我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。”
In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, it says, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you.Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you."
谦卑的反面就是骄傲。
The opposite of humility is pride.
就业有几段的经文啊，严厉的责备骄傲的人。
In the Old Testament, there are a few verses that.Strongly criticize who are proud.
箴言八章十三节说：“那骄傲啊，狂妄且啊，并恶道啊，以及乖谬的口，都为我所恨恶。”
In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, "I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech."
箴言十五章二十五节说。耶和华必毁拆毁骄傲人的家。
Proverbs 15 verse 25 says, "The Lord tears down the proud man's house."
箴言十八章十二节说，败坏之先人心骄傲，尊荣以前必有谦卑。
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 12 says, "Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor."
雅各书四章六节说：“神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。”
James 4:6 says, "God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble."
弟兄姐妹，我们谦卑是我们每一个人所要学习的功课。
Brothers and sisters, humility is one lesson we all need to study.
在我们的人生的旅程中，许多属灵的功课，只有谦卑的人才能学习得到。
In the journey of life, many of the spiritual lessons can only be obtained by those who are humble.
不论是在讲台信息、主日学或者团契里面。
Doesn't matter we are at the on the stage or at the Sunday school or in the fellowship.
如果我们的态度，我们听到讲台信息或者是主日学的老师教导、团契教导当中，我们态度是我知道了。
If we have the attitude says I knew it,
我们或许得不到属灵的功课。
Then we may not learn anything.
属灵的功课是学不完的功课。
The spiritual study is a lifetime study.
我们信主几十年来
After believing with Christ for a few decades,
特别是我自己，我信主，我从1970年就信主，一直到现在。
For me, I believed the Lord in 1979.
好多我过去所读过的经文
Many verses I read before.
如果我再回去默想这些读过的经文
If I meditate these verses again
每一次我默想每一次圣灵都赐给我新的看见
Each time when I meditate the Holy Spirit gave me the new thoughts
每一次我都从神那里得到新的亮光
To get a new light from God
属灵的功课不是停留在头脑的知识上面。
The spiritual lesson is not some knowledge in our head.
属灵的功课是在我们的心里面。
It is in our heart.
我们在头脑可以有许多的知识。
We may have many lots of knowledge in our brain.
但是在灵命上面我们可能是很粗浅的
But our spiritual life may be very very shallow
基督徒处事的原则有两个不要
There are also two don'ts for Christians to get along with others
我们不要以恶报恶
Do not repay evil with evil
不要以怒骂 欢怒骂。
Do not repay insult with insult.
对不起啊，怕不能说出来。基督徒是不是鲁夫
？Are Christians cowards?
别人以恶对我们，我们反过来要善待他。
If people treat us with evil, but we need to treat them with good.
也许我们当中有人会心里说我做不到。
Maybe some of you says in your heart says I can do it.
到底彼得前书三章九节要告诉我们什么功课
？So Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, how does it tell us?
这段经文的要点是要我们学习宽怒的功课。
The point of this verse is to let us learn.How to forgive others.
保罗在罗马书十二章十七到二十一节讲得很清楚。
In Romans 12, verse 17 to 21, Paul cleared this point.
他说不要以恶报恶。
It says, do not take revenge.
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤。宁可让步。听凭主怒，因为经上记着说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。所以你的仇敌若饿了，若渴了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火推在他的头上。你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
It says, "Do not take revenge, my friends." But leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
弟兄姐妹，这个世界上不公平的事才实在太多了。
Brothers and sisters, there are so many things we think may be unfair.
基督徒在这个世界上要行公义，往往会吃亏。
So as Christians, if we would like to behave fairly, we need to sacrifice.
但是我们要记得神是公义的。
But we need to know.God is a faithful God.
神说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
God says, I will revenge, I will repay.
这是神所说的话，我们把它记在心里面。
This is the words from God. We need to remember them.
我们将我们的事情交在神的手上。来处理。
We need to hand over our issues to God.
彼得前书三章十二节说：“因为主的眼看顾义人。”
In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayers."
主的耳听他们祈祷。
His ears are attentive to their prayer.
唯有行恶的人。主向他们变脸。
But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
这是何等给我们安慰的一句话。
This is a very comfortable word from God.
我们稍微总结一下。
Let's summarize these lessons briefly.
今天早上的信息，我们提到我们得蒙成神。
Today, in this morning, we have mentioned we have received the rebirth.
从神那里我们得到的祝福。
We have received blessings from God.
我们有一个责任，就是将我们从神那里所得到的祝福去祝福其他的人。
We have a duty that is to pass our blessings from God to others.
在我们的生命中，我们就像一条流通的管子。
In our life, we are like a tube.
让我们从神那边所得的祝福从我们这里流出去。
Let the blessings we received from God to flow out from us.
我们要去祝福我们身边的每一个人。
To bless everybody around us.
我们除了要注意自己的言行举止，我们要有同一的心， 要彼此体恤。
We need to pay attention to our deeds. We also need to be sympathetic.
我们要彼此相爱。
To love one another.
要满有温柔。
To be gentle.
要存谦卑的心以外。
And to be humble.
有时我们会遇到别人以恶来待我们。
Sometimes people may take false charge against us.
让我们记得。
We need to remember.
为了神的缘故。
Because of God.
我们要以善待恶。
We need to overcome evil with good.
目的是什么呢？
The purpose is.
目的是要把人带到神的面前。
To bring others to God.
得蒙神的祝福。
Get God's blessings.
你愿意不愿意将你从神那里所得到的祝福去祝福别人呢？
Are you willing to bless others with the blessings you received from God?
我们一起来唱这首诗歌，记我赐恩福。